Which moments determine the outcome of today's game? We'll paint you a picture with our game highlights on the Padres Radio Network.
The Padres went down in order against Cubs starter Jameson Taillon to begin the game. Yu Darvish worked around a leadoff single in the bottom half. He got a little help from Freddie Fermin. Fermin, who had a great game, we're going to talk about Freddie later, threw out a runner trying to steal second base to end the inning. Taillon pitched a scoreless top of the second. Yu Darvish went back out for the bottom half of the inning in a scoreless game. The Cubs got to him. Kyle Tucker hit a leadoff single. Seiya Suzuki doubled. That got Tucker to third base. Darvish then hit Carson Kelly to load the bases with nobody out. Pete Crow Armstrong was next for Chicago.
1-0, here's the pitch. Crow Armstrong swings, lines it into center field. Merrill charging in and can't get there. Drops in front of him with base hit. All three runners had to wait and see, so only one will score. RBI single for Pete Crow Armstrong, his first career postseason hit. Cubs take a 1-0 lead. They've still got the bases loaded. There's still nobody out. And now Dansby Swanson will stand in.
That was it for Yu Darvish. He had a very, very quick hook on him. He was done after 21 pitches. Jeremiah Estrada came in, a bases loaded jam and nobody out. Estrada got ahead of Dansby Swanson 1-2. But he walked him. That brought in a run. It was 2-0. Estrada then dialed it in. He struck out Matt Shaw to get the first out. Then on a 3-2 pitch, Estrada got a ground ball to first base. The Padres turned a 3-6-1 double play. Great job by Arraez to Bogarts to Estrada, who covered first. It was a huge double play, and the Padres escaped that inning down just 2-0 after two. It felt like it could have been a whole lot worse. Estrada then came back out and pitched the scoreless bottom of the third. Padres then got a two-out double from Jackson Merrill against Taillon in the top of the fourth inning, but they did not score. Padres still trailing, 2-0 going bottom four. Mike Schilt went to Michael King. King threw a scoreless fourth inning. In the bottom half of the inning, interesting decision by Cubs manager Craig Counsell. He went to his bullpen. That was after Taillon had really been good through four scoreless innings. Counsell went to lefty Caleb Fielbar to start the inning. He gave up a single, got the first two outs of the inning. Right-hander Daniel Palencia then came in. Freddie Fermin hit a two-strike double into left. That put runners on second and third for Fernando Tatis Jr. Tatis flew out to right. The inning was over. The Padres still down 2-0. Wandy Peralta came in, tossed a scoreless bottom of the fifth inning. The Padres then in the top of the sixth inning got a one-out walk to Manny Machado, but Jackson Merrill hit into an inning-ending double play. Padres still down 2-0 going bottom six. They went to Robert Suarez. Suarez gave up a couple of singles, but he got two big strikeouts to end the inning. Palencia came back out for the top of the seventh. Xander Bogaerts led off with a single. That was it for Palencia. The Cubs went to lefty Drew Pomeranz. Pomeranz got Ryan O'Hearn's fly out. Jose Iglesias then pinch hit for Gavin Sheets. With Iglesias batting, Bogart stole second. Iglesias, who was representing the tying run at the time, then hit a line drive towards second. Nico Horner made an amazing leaping catch to take a base hit away from Iglesias. It was part of what was just an incredible defensive series from the Cubs. Jake Cronenworth would fly out to end the inning. Bogart stranded on base, and the Padres still were down 2-0. We went to the bottom of the seventh inning. Robert Suarez stayed on. Michael Busch led off for the Cubs.
2-2, sent in the air to right field and deep. Fernando's backing up. He's at the wall, looking. It's going to go. Michael Busch's third hit of the day is a homer here in the seventh inning, and the Cub lead is now 3-0.
Butch's home run, like Jesse said, makes it 3-0. Nico Horner then hit a double off the left center field fence. The Padres win to Adrian Morahone, his third day in a row pitching in this series after he went 2 1/3 scoreless innings yesterday. A sack bunt moved Horner to third base. Padres then got an out at home on a ground ball to first. Nice play by Arraez getting the out at home. Morahone struck out Seiya Suzuki to end the inning and keep it 3-0. Cubs had righty Brad Keller come on for the top of the eighth inning. Freddie Fermin hit a leadoff single. With one out, Fermin went to second base on a wild pitch. Keller then fell behind Luis Arraez 3-0, but he got him to ground out. Manny Machado grounded out to end the inning, and the Padres were still down 3-0 with just three outs to play with. David Morgan did a good job. He dealt a scoreless bottom of the eighth inning to keep the deficit at three. Brad Keller stayed on for the top of the ninth inning. The Padres needed three runs before the Cubs got three outs. Trailing 3-0, Jackson Merrill led off for the Pods.
One and one, the pitch. Merrill swings, sends it in the air to right field and deep. Suzuki's backing up. He's on the track, still going back at the wall. This one gonna go into the basket for Jackson Merrill. Padres finally on the board as Merrill hits a leadoff home run here in the ninth inning. And don't go anywhere just yet. 3-1 Cubs.
Jackson Merrill trying to spark the Padres. A home run to right made it 3-1. Merrill's first home run of this postseason series. Keller bounced back to strike out Xander Bogaerts on a 3-2 pitch that was not in the strike zone. Home plate umpire DJ Rayburn called it strike three. But then Keller hit Ryan O'Hearn with a two-strike pitch. That brought the tying runs to the plate in Bryce Johnson, who had come in after Iglesias pinch hit for Gavin Sheets earlier in the game. Keller got two strikes on Johnson, and then Keller hit Johnson. That got Craig Counsell out of the Cubs dugout. He went to righty Andrew Kittredge with the tying runs on base and the go-ahead run at the plate. So the Padres knocking on the door of a magical ninth inning to try to tie it or take a lead. Jake Cronenworth grounded out on a slow roller to the left side. Cubs third baseman Matt Shaw made the play. A good job by Michael Busch on a high throw, just keeping his foot on the bag for out number two. But even with that ground out, the runners moved up to second and third. So the situation, Cubs 3, Padres 1, top of the ninth inning, Padres down to their final out of their season. It was O'Hearn on third, Johnson on second, representing the tying runs in scoring position. It was all left up to Freddie Fermin.
Kittredge will deal, and Fermin swings, sends it in the air to center field. Routine for Pete Crow Armstrong. Backpedaling, he's got room, he makes the catch. And the Cubs have won this National League wild card 2-1 as the Padres' 2025 season comes to a close with a ninth-inning rally that fell just short.
Yeah, Padres had a ninth-inning rally. Felt like for a little bit there was something magical going on, but Freddie Fermin flies out, and that was the ball game. That was the series. The Cubs moving on to the National League Division Series. The Padres stranding the tying runs in scoring position, and the Cubs win it 3-1 as the Padres' season is over. Final totals in Game 3 of this National League Wild Card Series. 1 run, 7 hits, no errors for San Diego. For Chicago, 3 runs on 13 hits and no errors. Padres went 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. They left on 8. The Cubs went 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. They left on 8 as well. The losing pitcher today was Yu Darvish, who drops to 0-1 in this postseason. Daniel Palencia went an inning and a third scoreless for the Cubs. He improved to 2-0. He got 2 wins in this series, and Andrew Kittredge picked up his first save of the postseason. Obviously, it was not a good start for Darvish. He got through the first inning with only a single given up, but then single, double, hit by pitch, RBI single in the second inning. Then he was out of the game, and Jeremiah Estrada came in. And look, Darvish obviously was not the start you wanted, but Estrada came in and, to his credit, gave up the bases loaded walk. That was not good, but Estrada got out of an inning that could have been so much worse and got out of it with just the 2 runs allowed, and the Padres would give up just 1 run on the Busch home run late, and that was that. So a final score of 3-1 as the Cubs move on to the National League Division Series.